the second hour now of the Lionheart Radio Sports Show. Richard Dell with you until 11 o'clock this morning. And we started it with the roar of Speedway Bikes, a little recording that we did up at Shieldfield Park, I think last season, if I remember, because it's the Board Annapolis at Shieldfield Park tonight. It's or the finale of the year, and Linda may tell me in a moment, also the highlight of the year. I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the Berwick promoters, Linda Waite. It's good to have you with us. So tell me a little bit about what we can expect at Board Annapolis tonight.
Well, we've got a field of 16 top-class riders tonight, from, I think we're up to about 9 different nationalities at the moment. There'll be 20 heats of exciting racing, we hope. It hasn't happened for it's never happened for us before because we haven't staged a Board Annapolis, but we just wanted to go out with a bang at the end of our very first season.
So tell me some of the names that you've got lined up for tonight.
Tonight we've got some of our own riders. We have Michael McCoskey, Paul Clues, we have Stanislaw Berza, we're bringing back Jack Rampala, he's going to be racing tonight as well. Other riders include Chris Schramm, we have Chris Bomer-Harris, who's a Grand Prix rider. He's going to be coming to Berwick tonight. We've had some bad news overnight. Unfortunately, Ty Wiffenden has come down with a bout of swine flu, so he's going to be unable to make it tonight, which is a bit of a shame.
And what's the format of the event then?
It's 20 heats of racing. They all go off the line for the first heat. And then after that, we run a handicap system. So if they come first in the first heat, the next time they go out to race, they'll be going back off 15 metres handicap. So it makes it sort of fairer for the lesser experienced riders.
Great. And if people want to go along, where do they go and what time does it start?
Sorry?
If people want to go along tonight, where do they go and what time?
Shieldfield Park tonight, which is where Berwick Rangers play football. It's in the middle of Berwick. I mean, direction-wise off the A1, if you turn left at the big roundabout and straight over the next roundabout, Shieldfield Park's just first on your left. The gates open at 6 o'clock tonight with the usual admission prices. We haven't increased them. They'll be staying the same, just as a wee thank you to all our huge fan base that we've acquired over the past 9 months. And as I say, the racing starts at 7.
Now, I understand you're going to be on the television on Monday night.
We are, yes.
You know, tell me a little bit more about that.
It was a documentary that Channel 4 were hoping to run originally, and when they heard the story about, well, basically a butcher and a grocer buying a Speedway team, it captured their imagination. So they started to film it, but the BBC took it over, so we're going to be on Inside Out on BBC One on Monday night at 7:30.
Now, I can remember, just under a year ago, wasn't it, that you and John rescued Berwick Bandits literally at the 11th hour and probably more like a minute to midnight, I guess, wasn't it, if I remember the trail of news at the time. How's the past year been?
It's been completely manic, but it's been a pleasure as well. I mean, there's just so much has happened. We've learned so much, and we're just like sponges, really absorbing everything this year. I mean, we've made a few mistakes, but everybody learns from the mistakes, which we hope to do next season. And I mean, basically, all we wanted to do was keep Speedway at Berwick, and not just for one season. There's been a few clubs that have gone through what we've gone through, and they've overspent, and unfortunately, they've only lasted the one season. I'm not saying we've made a huge amount of money by any means, but we've survived, which is the main thing, and we intend to race in 2010.
So what's the attraction of Speedway for you?
It's the smell. It has to be the methanol fumes, the speed, just being outside, the riders, the fans, you know, it's like a drug, really. It gets into your blood and you just get hooked on it.
Now, your strap line is Berwick Britain's fastest speedway. Why is it such a fast circuit?
It's a well-prepared track. We have Ian Ray, who's done marvels with the track. I mean, I wouldn't like to even guess of how many tons of shale's been put on it, but he works on it night after night. He's got it well-prepared. It's a safe track to ride on. And we had the Northumbria Police confirm that it is the fastest track by coming. I think they came in July and worked out that the fastest speed on it was 75 miles an hour, which is pretty scary when you think they've got no brakes on those bikes.
That's really scary. So does that give big home team advantage then, for the fact that your riders are used to the circuit and others perhaps aren't used to one quite so fast?
No, if anything, we've sort of penalised ourselves by preparing such a good track. I mean, a lot of teams, as you've maybe heard, they always have the home track advantage. Berwick's track always was quite bumpy and wet, and yes, the Berwick riders probably could ride it better than the away teams, but I think the main thing at the end of the day is to have a safe track. Nobody wants to see any horrible injuries or anything like that. So we decided, you know, let's just go for good racing. You know, the fans pay good money to come in to watch exciting racing every week. And if you've got a safe, fast track that they can do that on, then it benefits everybody.
So on track, what sort of year has it been for the team?
The team's been a bit up and down. We've had a few disappointments and underachievers, and obviously they're the certain things that we need to pick up on for next season and not make the same mistakes. We've had a few foreign riders who unfortunately have had to ride in their home countries on the nights that we've been racing, so that's created quite a few headaches to get replacements for them, and you know, it's ongoing. But I mean, we've got Michael McCoskey, who's just become the top scoring Berwick Bandit, beating Steve McDermott's 9 or 10 year record. Paul Clues has been there every week this year as well. He's just an unbelievable rider who I don't think has any fear in any bone in his body. But no, as I say, team-wise, we've made a few mistakes, but these are the things that we're hoping to change for next year.
And you're hoping to go out with a real bang tonight then with the Bord Annapolis?
Yes. Fingers crossed that this band of dry weather up the east coast is going to split over Berwick and stay there till at least 10 o'clock tonight.
And it all starts at 7 p.m. this evening,
doesn't it? Yes, the gates open at 6. We are expecting big crowds. I've had a lot of people on the phone from Glasgow, Carlisle, Birmingham, all over the country today already, who have set off to come up to Berwick tonight. So the quicker you get there, the better, I think, tonight, to be on the safe side.
I'm sure everybody will have a great night. Thanks very much for joining us this morning,
problem.
Linda.
Thank you very much.